بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، first need a brief explanation of the Ash'ar that we read in Zikr, so that we realize that Zikr is to get connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we are making dua for Allah Ta'ala to give us this reality, and let our connection be built with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So the next poem that we normally read when we make zikr of Allah, Allah, a person while making zikr of Allah, Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, a very great lover of Allah Ta'ala, while engaged in making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he used to say, Allah, Allah, Iche Shirin As Shiri Asnam, Shiro Shakkar Misha Wa Janam Tamam. That, oh Allah, oh Allah, now I have come to realize your name is so sweet, so enjoyable. There is nothing more sweeter than your name in the world. And when a person just gets an inkling, just a drop of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then his taste buds, spiritual taste buds come right. Then he starts tasting the right things. Then he'll realize what is the enjoyment of milkshake and ice cream, and oh Allah, to take your name, Shir or Shakkar, that is that the milk mixed with honey, etc., and all ice cream in there, badam, all that put together, Janam Tamam, your name outweighs all that as far as sweetness is concerned. So Allah, just give me an iota of that sweetness of the name of Allah Ta'ala. Then a person realizes what is the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then our Dada Shaykh has put this, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in beautiful Urdu, he has translated it in poetic form, that here in Persian it has been mentioned, Allah, Allah, Iche Shiri Nasnam, Shiro Shakkar Misha Wa Janam Tamam. So the translation of this, which the poem also we read in our zikr, Allah, Allah, Kaisa Pyara Naam Hai, Aashiko ka meena aur jam hai. That, oh Allah, now I've understood what a beautiful name you have got. What a loving, enjoyable name. And what a loving name you got. That the lovers of Allah who come to realize when Allah gives you just a drop of the love of Allah, you're focused towards the love of Allah. Then you'll realize that this is the tavern, and where the pitcher, where they're pouring for you all that drinks, and that those drinks that you think you madly enjoying yourself, but you have lost your brains also. You have lost your sanity. You don't know who you are. This is the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. This is when you make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, you're getting that pure drink, which Allah Ta'ala says, Sharaban Tahura. That pure drink, and when in Jannat Allah will offer that pure drink, Ya Allah is just giving us a brilliant of an iota of the taste of the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah, just is now I have realized that where there's enjoyment in clubs and haram entertainment, real enjoyment and the pure tavern are the places of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in the company of the mashayikh. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding to get this reality. Very important, we have to do a call in the with regard to our Salah, which is after Iman, the greatest pillar of Islam is Salah. And as we are learning that what is that, you just get an iota, an idea of the reality of Salah, then we'll know why Allah Ta'ala has commanded Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd, فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. That we were busy with regard to what is concentration and devotion in Salah. And concentration and devotion, as we learn, that Mujaddid al-Fisani, a great sheikh of his time, the reviver of 1,000 years, he has written to his great Khalifa, Mir Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that concentration and devotion is only in 4 things. What is faraiz, what is wajibat, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. All this we have to know. Then that's all is the concentration and devotion. Once you know you're doing what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, and your heart is attentive to that, then you've got a perfect namaz. But then he explains the next point we were busy discussing, that remember, the outside affects the inside, but more the inside will affect your outside. In other words, the inside condition of a person, you can know all the sunnah, why, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnah, what is mustahabbat. Ulama, we learn it in the madrasa, we know it, we teach it also. But when we stand in namaz, why our attention is not there? We are not present in namaz. We just, outwardly, if somebody asks you, you did this, what is this? You say it's faraz. But think that when you said Allahu Akbar, did you realize I'm saying, I'm doing a faraz? The first takbir, takbir e-tahreema. So Hazrat says the inside will affect the outside, and the outside will affect the inside. So if you, the outside, if you do your inside, that is, you do a cause of the zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then Hazrat says here, yeah, that just a little more effort that you have understood that what those things that are faraz in namaz, those things that are wajib, those things that are sunnat, you just make a little effort on the mustahabbat, and then see what your namaz will come. But the thing is that the inside must affect the outside also. And the outside condition, and that is so simple, Hazrat says, you don't have to be a neurosurgeon to understand this. Hazrat Mohan Abraham Haqsa Rahmatullah has given a beautiful example that how you'll make out a person's outside, what is inside him. And what is inside, you'll make out easy what is the outside condition of a person. Basically, you'll try and understand. For example, if your Imam Sahib, every day he comes on time for namaz, very well dressed with his jubba, everything, and you know, just the moment you see him, there Imam Sahib is walking in. But one day when he comes for namaz, he's coming naked for namaz. Immediately what you'll say? What's wrong with the Imam Sahib? He's gone mad. We're not neurosurgeons, but how come we know he's gone mad? Of course, outside is showing that something is gone inside, something wrong with his head inside. So the outside clearly indicates. So many people, and then inside indicates what is your outside. If inside you are right, then that is, if your mind was right, your outside would be right. You'll dress properly, etc. So that is why Hazrat is stressing this point, that do the cause of inside also. Many people say, no, I'm an alim, I'm enough, I don't have to go to a sheikh and learn all this and go and sit humbly in front of them, as we gave the incident of Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullahi, who was a great mufassir, muhaddis of his time. And his friend, a great alim, also told him, come to the majlis of Mawlana Thani Rahmatullahi. In other words, he knew, then that connection of the love of Allah will spring up in him, and then what a muhaddis he'll become. He is a great muhaddis, but then you'll see the color will see. He's a diamond. But when it's polished, then you'll see the value of that. But in the start, he didn't understand that. He said, Tum, chue jaise is budde ke samne beti. You're like to mouse in front of that old man. I got no time for that. So he pacified him and he said, okay, you just come and sit. And if you benefit from the majlis, you sit. And if you don't benefit, you go and carry on your mutala and do. And he was the work of deen. He was a great alim of deen. So he said, okay, to make you happy, I'll come. When he sat in one majlis, just few minutes, then his inside opened up. And then he said, Malum nahi kis andaaz se bayan ki. Aisa malum raha hai ki aaj hi Quran nazil ho. Said, I don't know how Hazrat has given bayan. I teach the same kitab, I teach the same tafsir. But it seems like Quran Sharif only came down now. And then when he did zikr, Allahu Akbar, that was a different. So anyway, Hazrat says, اگر کل بھی خشوع اور ذکر والا تھوڑی توجہ سے ظاہری مستحبات کو ادا کرے گا تو اس کا اثر باطن کے خشوع کو بھی برہا دے گا اللہ اکبر If a person now who has done that little attention with his heart, focus, that is you did the cause of zikrullah and then now you're inside, you just made a little effort, you got connected to a sheikh, you present, you make your zikr regularly, etc. And all just only for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not for any ulterior motive, I must become a khalifa, or must get a khilafat or whatever. As Hazrat explained, in the earlier days you first had to learn all the masail, etc. These days it's a plastic zamana, and with time, because of the time, they make us bad one time, and even khilafat is given so quick. And that is not to show that you are somebody, to fix you up in fact. That now you are Khalifa and you're still not making namaz properly, and you think you are big buzurg, you're far from that. So this reality has to come. So Hazrat says, what a little attention on your focus on your heart, When you make the cause of zikr and then now you pay attention just even to the mustahabbat of namaz. Forget the faraiz is very great. Just to the mustahabbat, and mustahab as Hazrat is explaining over and over, it's not just optional that it doesn't matter. Mustahab is from the word muhammad, istihbab, which Allah loves. If you do that correct, then what will be the value of your namaz? Then to uska asar batin ke khushu ko bhi barha dega. So now you're outside that now you're paying attention to your mustahabbat. Because you did a cause of zikrullah also, now it will increase your concentration and devotion. What a little effort. And as Hazrat gave us example, that we see how many beautiful and from here, what the bayans and what examples are extracted. And Hazrat says, misal ke taur par, bawakte qiyam, sajda ki jagah par nazar rakhna. Just one mustahab act of namaz. And that is with regard to our eyesight. That when you're standing in namaz, then know where you must focus your eyes. That is, your head have to be straight, normal, but your eyes must be focused at the point of sajda. That keep your gazes at the point of sajda. Don't let your gazes be floating around all over the show. Sajda ki jagah par nazar rakhna. Ruku ke waqt kadamon par. Aur sajda ke waqt naak ki nok par nazar jamaye rakhne ko amal mein layega. تو نظر کے انتشار سے محفوظ ہو جائے گا اور نماز حضور قلب کے ساتھ میسر ہو جائے گا ہو جائے گی حضرت says just this one mustahab of namaz that where to focus your eyes in all the different positions in standing position focus your eyes not your head down your eyes must be focused your head must be normal focus your eyes at the place of sajda more or less where you're going to make your sajda. And when you go into ruku, then focus your eyes on your feet. And then when you go into sajda, don't close your eyes. Try and focus your eyes on the top of your nose. Although you won't able to, it's difficult to see the top of your nose. But keep your eyes open and focus on that. And then, Allahu Akbar, when you're sitting in jalsa, keep your eyes on your left. Hazrat says, you just make this little effort, you'll see now you'll have control of your gazes just flirting around. Out of namaz, inside namaz you made this little effort, out of namaz you'll see your gazes will be under control. And Hazrat gave, even the other day Hazrat explained, that one day Hazrat was giving a namaz, and not only your gazes will be under control, huzur e qalb ke saath mein, now you'll have a namaz which will be attentive with the heart. Because the door of the heart is the eyes. When the eyes are controlled, then your heart will be under control. When your eyes are not controlled, then everything is entering through the door. And now where your heart is going to be attentive. So the eyes, which is a very important aspect, we say, and many people say, I just can't get my eyes under control. I don't know why, even a person is a alim, is a big buzurg outwardly, is a tablighi, whoever, like Hazrat explained, that one elderly tablighi person, now is quite old and is about 60, he's quite sick, we have made the Allah grant everybody shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra. He says one day, he was here present and Hazrat had to give a nikah bayan. And in that nikah bayan, then the talk came, by the way, that Hazrat said, that the greatest thing to bring our life under control is namaz. Namaz will protect us and remove. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz will remove all the bare hayai, the shamelessness and all our sins. Namaz will, or just make effort on your namaz. And then Hazrat gave us example of just one aspect, muftahabbat. If you control your eyes in namaz, and generally in namaz it's easy to control our eyes. There's no ladies walking around with mini skirt or anything. No ladies just come in front. So in namaz, it's considerably very easy to control our eyes. Although many of us, we don't do a cause on zikrullah. You see, in namaz also. Person is in namaz, but he's looking here, he's looking there all over the show. So that he can't control his eyes in namaz. But you make a little effort. And you do your zikr daily. Then you'll see, you'll focus your eyes. And then out of namaz, your eyes will be under control. So Hazrat says this person is a pious person, old Jamaat worker also in the effort of deen. He was sitting in this bayan, and then after 2 months or so, he phoned Hazrat, and he said, Hazrat, Jazakumullah. Hazrat says, why? He said, Hazrat, I had a problem with my eyes, serious problem. That I just was looking around, and the old Jamaat worker. And paban, what is the gush and air going out in the path of Allah regularly. But he says, I couldn't control my eyes. So much so, I even made second nikah, so to control, but still that didn't come right. And shows that is not the solution. The solution is the root. The heart must come right. Then the leaves and the branches and all will be start shining. So he says, Hazrat, when I sat in your bayan and I heard to control my gazes in namaz, I started practicing this in 2 months. That means within a 40-day period. Now, alhamdulillah, my eyes are under control. And Allahu Akbar. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. Hazrat says, when you learn to control your eyes, Allahu Akbar, that is the sign that now you start having enjoyment in your life also. Enjoyment in your marriage. So much so, because the first person who will know that your eyes are under control or not under control is your wife. Very quickly she'll tell you, keep your eyes on the road. And you'll pretend, no, my eyes is on the road. But she knows where's your eyes. And if you learn to control your eyes, the first person who will respect you is your wife. And when your wife respects you, everybody else will respect you. And that is what is buzurgiyat all about. To be a buzurg, Allah will put in the heart of people that this person has got the quality now. And that is buzurgiyat. Buzurgiyat is not just the outward form. It is the qualities of connection with Allah Ta'ala. That a person knows, if my eyes are flirting, where can Allah Ta'ala come in my heart? So when a person controls his eyes, then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجَلُوا لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ هُدَّ. Those who bring iman and make an effort to do good deeds, and the biggest effort is salah. In namaz you control your gazes, out of your namaz you'll see you'll start controlling your gazes. Then Allah will start making love with you. Allah Ta'ala will create love for you in the heart of the whole creation, from Jibreel alayhi salam right down. And then you'll see how people will honor you, people will respect you, and people will want to do things for you, because you have got qualities now. And you won't be overtaken. You'll realize it is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor, Allah Ta'ala's kindness. So extremely important that a person come to realize that this is the sign of what is a buzurg, a pious person. When you work just little on the mustahabat in namaz, then see where you will reach. Then Hazrat says, to sunan wa wajibab wa farais ko dhyan se ada karne ki ahmiyat zahir hai. Then it is more apparent what is more important. If just a mustahab act has given you so much honor, then how much more important is it that you fulfill the farais, the wajibat, with concentration, just little concentration on all this. And just to concentrate and to be focused in these things, the cause, your heart's the cause. That is the cause of the zikrullah. That will automatically, now you'll be concentrating on the masail. Now you'll be knowing that I'm an alim and I said, till now I knew all the masail, but in namaz I was unmindful of it. Why? That inside was still not made. When you do that inside little, now automatically you start having attention. You start be concerned about all this, and you realize Allahu Akbar. A person makes little effort on his inside, and then you become a buzurg, Allahu Akbar. And for this little effort Allah Ta'ala commands us to do, then Allah Ta'ala opens his treasures for you, Allahu Akbar. For example, we just perform 5 minutes, we perform our Zohar namaz. And after Faraz namaz, it is mentioned that you would, after Faraz namaz, make dua, duas are accepted. And Allah has taught us, you'd made an amal for 5 minutes, but ask from me whatever you want. Not only things of this world. Allah Ta'ala taught us himself the dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana. Oh Allah, grant us all the good of this world and the year after. For so little effort in Allah Ta'ala, so just little effort on mustahab. Then if you made effort on your faraz, your wajib and your sunan, much more effort, Allah Ta'ala gives so much, Allahu Akbar. And not only then in after namaz, then 24 hours, Allah Ta'ala will accept your duas. And not only accept your duas, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. That, oh people, all of you, you all are beggars in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And not a beggar that has got his shift from 9 till 5, etc. Like these professional beggars that has become a big conglomeration. But you are a true beggar in the court of Allah. Whatever you need. So much so, Allah Ta'ala has given us our begging bowls. Ulama explained, you need anything, just put your hands together. And your hands, it's sunnah that you should keep it in line with your chest and keep it little apart. So in other words, you're showing Allah, my begging bowl, you gave me Allah, but it's so jagged, it's all cracked on top. And in the middle, it's even got a hole, oh Allah. So Allah says, I gave you this bowl, you ask from me, I'll fill it so much, that even when it falls out, it will be still full. Allahu Akbar. And not only after namaz, whenever you need, you just left your begging bowl. Middle of the night, you woke up, you have to relieve yourself, or some sound. At that time also, you don't get tawfiq to make the hajjud namaz, but just make dua. Oh Allah, my wife is sick. Oh Allah, they have this problem. Just read Subhanallah, and Allah Ta'ala fills our. So just look at little effort on salah, and what Allah Ta'ala will give us, Allahu Akbar. And thus also Hazrat has explained that one moment that person was in the company of the friend of Allah, our Honorable Shaykh, his whole life changed. Now what a great aspect of his life came right. He couldn't control his eyes, he was worried of this disease, and he was very changed. That is why Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh explained, Yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better asat sala ta'ad beriya. Just a moment in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. In other words, you were making ibadat on your own. He was making his ibadat all the time, but he couldn't get this right in his life. And this was causing havoc in his life. And now he came in the company of a wali of Allah, he just heard one point and there it clicked. His whole life came right. So this is what his man, Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali says, that moment you don't know which point will come, Allah's love will come in your heart. One drop and your whole life will be changed. And from this, Allah Akbar, Hazrat explains, that Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, a great buzruk, explains another incident with regard to this, that Zakariya Ali Salatu Wasalam used to take care of his niece, Hazrat Maryam Ali Salatu Wasalam. When their parents, they made vow, mannat, that we're giving our child for the pleasure of Allah. So she used to stay in a room next to Baytul Maqdis. And her uncle, Hazrat Zakariya, her paternal uncle, Zakariya alayhi salam, was much more elder than her also. And he used to go see to her needs. One day he entered her private room, and he saw fruit out of season. Then he said, Anna laki haza ya Maryam. Where you got this? She said, haza min indillah. Allah, she said, this is from Allah. At that moment, immediately he seized the opportunity. Imagine she was younger than him, but that clicked in his heart. If Allah can give her fruits out of season, I'm an old man, already in my 90s, my wife is in her 80s, and I need a son. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, grant me a son, Allahu Akbar. Immediately Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua. And Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the son, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So it shows that at that moment, in the right moment, right time, and here also it shows that the elders can take great spiritual benefit from young, from their juniors also. Although he was a Nabi of Allah, it was there, but it clicked when he heard this from his niece. So that is why it's important also, very, very important, that to sit in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, you don't know which minute, and because you don't know which minute is going to happen, that whole time that you're sitting, it's all beneficial, and extremely beneficial. And this is what is sohbat, that Allah has commanded, kunu ma sadiqeen, be with the true, righteous, pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then see how your life will change. And like Hazrat Akim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example, that many people don't understand the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and they pass stupid remarks because intoxicated with all Western ideology. So you'll say that the capital punishment to cut a person's hand is barbaric. Where Allah Ta'ala says, وَالسَّارِكُ وَالسَّارِكَةُ فَقْتَوْ أَيْدِيَوْمَا, that the person who steals, cut his hand. That is first his left hand with all the evidence, everything. So Hazrat says, it's barbaric. Hazrat says, you haven't understood the law of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has said that you are a beggar in the court of Allah. Allah has made you a royal beggar. And Allah has given you His begging bowl. And whatever you need, nobody in the world can give you. Only Allah Ta'ala has given you. and you have stooped so low, you like the Allahu Akbar, you got a royal position in the royal court, in the court of Allah. Anytime you want, you just lift your hand, whatever you want. And outwardly, because we don't understand, we have any problem, we think, now who can help me in that office, who can help? First make dua to Allah and see how Allah just opens the doors. You yourself will be shocked that how they don't even know me, and how they call me in the line, etc. So Hazrat says, you are royal person working in the royal court, and it's like a state president. That is, he is a state president of the country. He can take from the state treasure. But he's walking on the street one day, going through a certain town. He sees the people that are selling their potatoes and onions on the street, and he picks up one potato from that person and puts it in his pocket. People will say, are you mad? How stupid can you be? Where's your honor? Where's your respect, your dignity? You're stealing from a poor man like that. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that you all are stealing from poor people when you are a royal beggar. So you don't deserve this begging bowl of yours. So cut off this begging bowl. So then a person realizes, Allahu Akbar, what goodness in the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Everybody will realize, I must turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allahu Akbar, just in one aspect of namaz, how much Allah Ta'ala gives us that a person cannot understand. And this is but a little effort, and your mind will open up. Then you will understand, if one aspect, one mustahab of namaz is so valuable, then what is our whole deen? What is the whole one aspect of deen? Namaz, what a great thing. And if a person doesn't pay attention to this, chunanche unme kutai karne se namaz ka kamal, namaz ka kamal, to kya kabhi namaz bilkul hi ada nahi hoti. And Hazrat says, if you become negligent with regard to this, you don't pay attention, even if you made zikr, for example, but you don't pay attention to the masail, what is mustahab, etc. You're not focusing your eyes, or either way, or you just learn the masail, but you're not paying attention to your heart, etc. Then forget namaz being, reaching a perfect namaz. You'll be dreaming of reaching a perfect namaz. But like our Dada Sheikh says, that you, if you don't stay away from sun, then fis karta hai dur apni manzil se, that sun will make you go far away from your destination. Agar che Sheikh tera la sani ho, even your Sheikh can be second to none in the world. You may coming just with a majlis, but you're not concentrating, you're not making your zikr, and then where are you going to concentrate on the mustahabbat, the farais, etc. in namaz? And Hazrat says, forget, you dreaming of a perfect namaz. And not only a perfect namaz, Allahu Akbar, kabhi namaz bilkul hi ada nahi hoti. Sometimes your namaz will not be accepted at all. It will be because you didn't know what was faraz, you didn't know what was wajib, you must out, maybe you must out a wajib. You didn't make sajda isawa, your namaz is gone, and you didn't even know about it. Or kabhi namaz naqiz reh jati, and sometimes your namaz is even left the incomplete. So much so, like we early learned, that the masayikh, all the time they used to teach their murid how to make namaz, because this is the most important aspect to bring deen into us, and bring our whole life in proper perspective. And like we see, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi also taught his murid with regard to namaz. So, and this is the how a murid should be. After that, he went in his room, in itikaf room, and making much, trying to practice to read a proper 2 rakat namaz. And when he read his 2 rakat, when he went into sajda, instead of keeping his eyes open and focusing on the nose, then he kept his eyes closed, because a person, it's difficult to end keeping his eyes closed, because he wanted more concentration. I'm in sajda, let me concentrate. At that time, after that, he made qailula, he fell off to sleep. He saw Allah gave him a hoor, but that hoor was blind. So he came to explain to his sheikh that what is the interpretation of this dream. Hazrat says, it seems you made your namaz with your eyes closed. He said, gee, I made for concentration. Hazrat said, concentration is meritorious, but to keep your eyes open is sunnat. Sunnat is far above concentration.
So see, Allahu Akbar. When a person doesn't have the right connection, you don't learn, first of all, you don't go to the maktab, you don't learn the masail, and then you don't go to the mashayikh, then where our namaz will be left totally incomplete, and a person will be fooling himself. In fact, such a namaz, that outwardly you're standing like very humble in namaz, but you don't even know, you didn't even say Allahu Akbar. Many of us, we are so negligent, we love the hands. To love the hands is sunnah. And to say the first Allahu Akbar in namaz, which is called takbir-e-tahreema, is faraz. So much your lips must move, your tongue must move, and you must be able to hear yourself. Many a times we don't even say Allahu Akbar, we're saying it in our heart. So you haven't started namaz. So how many years of your namaz and you're standing very humble, etc. That type of a namaz, Hazrat says, or salat, munafiq kehlati hai. Jiske mutalik wa'ide aayi hai, ke wo ghaflat wali namaz ke liye baddua, namaz ke ghaflat wali namaz, namazi ke liye baddua karti hai. Allahu Akbar. And that type of a namaz is called a namaz of a munafiq, a hypocrite. And that namaz, Allah has given severe warnings for وَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. That destruction, that you just reading namaz, you're not performing namaz. You're just showing an outward show of namaz. And that your namaz, you are totally unmindful. Because you didn't even start your namaz, for example. Or any other thing in, any other masail of namaz you don't know about, then that namaz which is of unmindfulness, forget getting any reward, that namaz makes baddua for us. Allahu Akbar. And it's mentioned that a person in one posture of his, he can commit 350 makruhat in his namaz. And they, those namazes are giving badwa to us. And today we see the condition of the ummah, and like Hazrat explained, that namaz won't go one hand span above your head. Namaz supposed to take us to Miraj, to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But that is going like a dirty rag. The form of that namaz is like a dirty rag and thrown back into the face of that person. That what is this namaz? Allahu Akbar. Or agar, and then a person, Allahu Akbar, he is making namaz, but is causing destruction to himself. And is causing great harm and eating that our standing in namaz with great humbleness, etc. But like Hazrat says, we don't even see that whether we are standing straight in namaz. We don't even check when we're starting. Is my feet facing the Qibla? Is it for Hanafis? Is it four fingers apart? Hazrat says the Mashayikh, like Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, one of his special students of South Africa, in those days when he was making his namaz, Hazrat Ji came himself and put his hand in between his two feet. When he put his hand in between his two feet, four fingers, he realized my feet are far apart. He started bringing it closer. But till he didn't bring it four fingers with Hazrat Ji, put it there, till then Hazrat didn't take away his hand. So to show him that this is how we should be standing in namaz. So our mashayikh, they tell us, they remind us, this is all for our own Islam. We shouldn't feel bad, we should be happy about this, that how they remind us. But like Hazrat says till now, and how Hazrat is stressing, because unfortunately my condition of my namaz has brought destruction in the ummah. That destruction has come in the ummah, and we see today the focus of the ummah is totally in a different direction, as we will learn here in front. That agar koi farayiz, sunan, wajibat ki to parwa na kare, aur Allah Ta'ala ki huzuri hi mein mustaghraq rahe, chahe is dauran unko koi waswasa bhi na aaye, to woh namaz ke hukam ko pura karne wala nahi kehlayega. Allahu Akbar. So much so, if a person doesn't pay attention what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, and you say you coming in namaz, you paying, you are totally engrossed, that you are now with connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, you are keeping your head bowed down and like you are very in deep concentration with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and even if no thoughts came in your mind, like certain people say, we just meditate. This is not namaz that you have to go up and down. I just said 2 minutes in my meditation, I'm far more connected to Allah than what you think you making your namaz. You just doing an outward exercise, but he doesn't, that is not the order of namaz. That is not how you're supposed to make namaz. He doesn't know what is faraz of namaz, what is sunnat. Then that person outwardly he can be in deep concentration, but in reality he is lost in insanity. He is totally oblivious of the reality of deen. So for example, a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, to show people he's a Nabi, Allah lets a miracle come on his hand, which is called a ma'jiza, and sometimes the pious servants, so Allah Ta'ala wants people to get connected, they do some karamat, some supernatural act, it's called karamat. But even people who are not, don't have iman, like the Hindu yogis, etc., they also do some supernatural acts. That doesn't mean that they are connected to Allah. That is what is called istidraj. That is from shaitan. Allah gives you little respite and you think, oh, I'm doing something very great. And sadly today Muslims don't understand and see these people and you go for cure to those people. Go to some gomas and all that. Whereas these people, they far. They don't have an idea what is connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So connection with Allah Ta'ala is according to Masail, and then connection through the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise that namaz is not called a namaz at all. But in fact there is great fear. Balke shayid aisi namaz padne wala zyada gunegar hai. Such a person will be more sinful. Because he's not paying attention to what are the laws of namaz. And he's saying, no, I'm in great meditation. Me, I meditate and I'm very close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. I'm in at the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Like how these people in their yoga, etc., they meditate, but they're far from reality. They don't know what is reality. Reality is be on the ground and do namaz how it was taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that person will be regarded as a sinful person. Ke yaad gunegar hoga ke yaadash aur huzuri ke bawajood nafarmani karta hai. That instead of being present in your namaz and instead of being attentive in namaz and being attentive in front of Allah, you are involved in sin and you're thinking I'm doing a very great act. And many of us, we don't realize what is sin and we say, what's wrong? And I'm doing something far better. What's wrong with this? Allahu Akbar. That is why from this we have to understand and realize that one is a minute in the company of the friends of Allah. How valuable is that? On the other hand, we have to make qadr of our madaris, of our makatib, that these are so valuable things, and make qadr of the ulama that are teaching them. That these ulama, as long as they taught us our namaz, what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnah, we knew what namaz is all about. And deen was in our life. Even a person went to maktab and deen was in his life. But shaitan has worked so hard that he wants to take our attention away totally from deen and just give us an outward picture and fool us. And then like Hazrat says, Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned how many years ago, he says how the Russian Revolution took place. He says the Russian Revolution took place in this way. They didn't start massacring anybody. They first put in the minds of people the importance of dunya, the importance of the luxuries of this world. That here in this world you must have a comfortable house, you must have a nice car, you must have luxuries, etc. Now people all started, every youngster wanted this. Every woman wanted this. And every young girl, all worried, I must have a car, I must have, in today's time, all the smartphones, etc. I must be up to date. Now how to get that? They made the arrangements also. That you'll have to go and study secular knowledge. You'll have to go and get a degree. When you get a degree, then they will give you loans from the bank, etc. Then you'll be able to live up to that. Allahu Akbar. So they put the love of dunya in your heart. And then it became so much in the hearts of people that even good people, and today it's even worse. That time already, Hazrat says, in the heart of even the wali, or the buzurg of the time, outwardly like a buzurg, even the person who is regular in his jamaat, even the person who looks like a Sufi, all will say, dunya nu talim bo zaruri hai. That the knowledge of dunya, children have to go to school. They have to go learn. See where they started. Made you stream that school is important. Today they are teaching us filth and dirt. Darwin's theory of evolution. Today they are there, and where they went to. And Allahu Akbar. To such an extent that now, that young boy, that young girl, he got in his mind now that if I don't go to school, how I'm going to live it up? How I'm going to progress in life? Allahu Akbar. Whereas we forgot, Allah said, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We're not asking you to go and earn. What is all these things that you will forget Allah and think you'll get your rizq? What is going to happen to you? Now this whole dunya that is not equal to the wing of a mosquito, the value of that has come into your heart. The value of that has come into your heart and you working so much. That time schooling was still free and used to even get fruits and everything. They made it such a industry today that now every, you go to Pakistan also for example, every second home is like a college. Every second home is a Montessori. In countries like that, people who speak English, they are regarded as honorable people. You speak your own home language, Urdu, you're regarded as backward. And how now today forget Allahu Akbar? Today even good people, they say, yes, your son must become Hafiz, but he must learn school. He must be good ulama also are saying today. And forget saying today, ulama are crying out as if they are very concerned. If your daughter don't go to university, how can you keep them backward? How are they going to be up to the standard in this time? Allahu Akbar, you're sending them in the filthy den where they become the toys of shaitan and where they lose their iman, they lose their haya, and this has become the, and then Allahu Akbar. Now what has come in the heart of that youngster and that young girl, etc., and even the parents, that these maulvis, they keep you behind. They say you can't take loans on interest, etc., and they blocking us from progressing in dunya. So the honor of the maulvi has been told, the honor of the ulama has been thrown out of the door. And so much so, they said that these ulama are dependent on us. If we don't give charity to the masjid, where are they going to get their wages? So they want to keep us backward. Why must we listen to them? Allahu Akbar. And in this way, and that is why Allama Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullahi said, if Fir'aun only knew, in order not to get disgrace and killing all the small boys that he killed, over 120,000, all he had to do, just establish universities and schools. And he would get the mind of the people and they would all become their slaves. Like today, even ulama, we study, we do a whole course of our alim course, and then we still think, no, I must have a degree. Otherwise, I won't able to teach in that Muslim school. Otherwise, I won't able to teach in this university. Allahu Akbar. We are mixing mud and we're putting drops of urine, and not only urine, filth and dirt. And what was the result? And what is the result today? They have even control of our Haramain Sharifain today. They have control of everything of ours. The so-called Islamic schools, the government has got full control. That so-called, the administrators who are ulama, and you ask them, how come you teaching Darwin's theory of evolution? We say we got no option. We have to teach that. Allahu Akbar. So where we have landed up, and like Hazrat says, these people are far ahead, and we are so sleeping. Hazrat says there was many years ago, and this Hazrat mentioned this bayan over 20, almost 15, 20 years ago. Today what is the condition? We can see LGBTQ, sex education, is this education? Allahu Akbar. And we still saying, your child must go to school. Even online he must learn, etc. Ulama are all advertising. And we can see school is not school, it's an industry. A terrible industry to lose our iman. Many years ago there was a conference for businessmen. And one of very rich Muslim businessmen was even in that conference. And he was sitting next to a Jew and another Jew next to him. And one point came out with regard to certain matters of this dunya. Then the Jew told him next to that one Jew told the Jew next to him. And he heard clearly that this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. So they plan ahead. When did they plan? And today where we land up? And we as Muslims, we are sleeping. So we have to make qadr, establish the maqasib, connect to the ulama-i kiram. If there's no ulama, how are we going to know our deen? And then get connected to the mashayikh. So that is the first aspect we should understand, the importance of our masail, the importance of the mashayikh. Then now we just start with the next sabak, tarna'niyat, takbir-e-tahrima or qiyam. The next sabak is relating to three aspects. One is the niyat that a person should make, one is takbir-e-tahrima, and one is the standing posture. So with regard to this further, the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, that baad uske muh taraf kaaba ke khara hokar kare. after you have understood the greatness of namaz, and now I have to go with proper other proper etiquette, etc. My dressing, my istinja, my taharat, my dressing all must be proper. You enter the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now he says, after you have did all this, come in the masjid with honor and respect. Now face your direction towards the Kaaba Sharif. And why your direction to the Kaaba Sharif? Allahu Akbar. Beautifully he explained here that Sir Isme Yeh, that the secret of it is this, that Yeh Kaaba naaf zameen hai, aur tamam zameen isi se phailai gayi hai. That the Kaaba Sharif is like the navel of the body. It's the navel of the whole earth. As ulama have written, that the whole earth first, before Allah made earth, it was full of water. That from the Kaaba Sharif, there where the Kaaba is, central point of the whole earth, one bubble came out, and from there Allah spread earth from there. And that is the focal point. And like our Dada Shaykh says, look at Allahu Akbar, the truthfulness of our deen. Look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. When there was no instruments in the world, there wasn't all this modern instruments to work out the center of the earth. At that time Allah put the Kaaba Sharif right in the center of the earth. That today with all the geographical instruments, etc., they have tried all types of things, and they come to realize the Kaaba is the central focal point of the earth. That is where the center of the earth is. So a person, when you turning your attention to Kaaba Sharif, you actually turning your attention to your root, to your asal, because we are also made from sand. Allah Ta'ala has made us from sand and water. So when you turn, and Allahu Akbar, another beautiful point Hazrat mentioned, that first part where earth was, Allah made earth, then Allah commanded the earth, إِتِيَا تَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا, that either you obey Allah's command, whether you obey it happily, or whether you will have to obey it forcefully. Obey Allah's command. قَالَ لِلْأَرْضِ إِتِيَا تَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. Immediately the earth said that we are prepared to obey Allah's command happily. So you will get also that connection, that you turning to Kaaba Sharif, that type of effect will come into your body. And from there the whole earth spread. Aur paidaish jism aadmi ki khaas se hai, jab zahir jism apne ko taraf iski asal ki mutawajjih kiya, batin ko bhi, yani rooh ko taraf uski asal ke, yani Haq Taala jo paida karne wala hai, uska hai mutawajjih kiya. Kya chahiye? That Allahu Akbar. Now your root, your origin is made from sand. So let your body focus to Kaaba Sharif. Let it get connected to your origin. We are, even if we say we made now from sperm, the sperm is made from sand. What the food you eat, from that blood. And so your origin, our great grandfather, and we are still made from sand. So now when you have turned your direction towards Kaaba Sharif, you have turned your direction to the origin, and now that is your body's origin. Your ruh, your reality, your life comes from Allah Ta'ala. Now focus the origin of your life towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why beautifully ulama have said that the Kaaba of the direction of our, the Qibla of our body is Kaaba Sharif. And the Qibla of the heart is the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. So focus your heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And when you do this, Allahu Akbar, then you see, now when a person is connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, he will understand and he will realize that I am made from body and soul. My body and soul, when it's connected in the right direction, now the Allah Ta'ala's nur will come in your heart. Now you will get the understanding of what namaz is all about. Then you will understand that, aur hamesha aukaate paanch, namaz bila shubha, bila shubha, waqt darbar, aur huzur ka jaan kar hajat apni arz kare. And now Allah Ta'ala is telling you that all the time, 5 times a day, and Allah has specified, inna salat kanat alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Allah has stipulated the time. 5 times a day, without doubt, on time, come in the royal court. It is a royal order from Allah Ta'ala that you come in the royal court of Allah Rabbul Izzat to do what? Not to do any work, but to present your needs in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat and beg from Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, if the whole world thinks that we can have our own company and lot of shareholders, or we can form the whole United Nations and we don't need to go in the court of Allah, Allah Ta'ala just have to twitch one nerve in your brain, and what is it? The whole world can't. We are totally all the time antumul fuqara ila Allah, and Allah Ta'ala to give us this honor, royal order, that come to the court of Allah, come as a royal servant and just beg in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us proper understanding and make us his close friends. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.